Morning. Glad you're here this morning, and I am very thankful to be back. So, if you don't know, my family, several of my family members and myself, we were hit with COVID, and I am just very thankful to all of you, our church family, for your prayers, your support, your acts of kindness. It's been actually a blessing to experience that. And I am very thankful to the Lord because for our family, the symptoms were fairly mild. Although we went through the whole gamut of, and we did lose our taste buds for a while, and this nasty taste in our mouth, but overall the symptoms were very mild, so we're very thankful for that. And we want to continue to support and pray for those and our church family that are sick and those with COVID. There's quite a number of families that have been touched by it. And so we want to just continue to pray and encourage and support and health blessing to all of you. All right, well, today is 2022, first month of 2022. And as I was praying about today's service, the Lord really impressed on me to have communion. That as we begin 2022, this first month, to have communion together as a church family. So we're going to do that. Last week, I just really appreciated Pastor Robert for stepping in, gave a great message, and Kimiko's interview and testimony. So please go to our website, Kimiko Arakaki. It will be leaving in a few weeks, actually, for her mission trip for 7 months. She's going on a mission trip for 7 months. So please pray about supporting her, but I thought she did an amazing job, and so did Pastor Robert, in sharing her commitment, her conviction, and her obedience in responding to the Lord. And in her sharing, she shared this verse. She shared and referred to Psalm 37:4, and it's, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart." And that's a verse that's been really stirring in my heart for a while. And so I wanted to address that. And so we're going to talk about that today as we prepare for communion. So when you think of the word delight, or picture delight in your mind, what picture comes to mind? Or what do you think of when you think, I heard of ice cream, okay? So maybe food, but maybe turn to your neighbor and say, what comes to your mind when you think of delight? Turn to your neighbor and maybe share something that you delight in or that comes to your mind when you think of the word delight. Well, for me, when I think of delight, actually, different things come to mind, but in particular, I think certain people come to mind. And those people are children. Because children demonstrate and display delight in many different ways. You know, like I mentioned, our family was hit with COVID, and so we had to postpone our Christmas celebration. We postponed Christmas. It was quiet. We've been locked down for like 3 weeks. But we postponed our Christmas. One of the reasons why I think we postponed Christmas was because of my grandson, right? He's 1.5 years old, and, you know, we wanted to experience Christmas with my grandson, Hudson. And so we still have our Christmas tree up, we still have presents under the Christmas tree, and we FaceTime with my grandson over the 3 weeks, especially since we haven't been able to see him. We FaceTime with him almost every day. Every day, pretty much. My wife, probably three or four times a day. So, but whenever we FaceTime with him, right, he has this thing now. We started this thing where we'll FaceTime, and then with our camera, we'll show him different things. And so he knows that. And he starts going like this, one, one, one. And what he wants us to show us at least one thing. And so almost every day, one of the things we've been showing him is the Christmas tree with all his presents under the tree. You know, there's this one present, and it has it's this crazy popular, of course, I didn't know about it until recently, Baby Shark. Some of you know Baby Shark? has that little tune, Baby Shark, da 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 da, Baby Shark, you know, and he loves that. He loves that. In fact, I think it has almost 10 billion views. Baby Shark. It's one of the most popular videos. And you know, when the kids watch it, they get the light. When my grandson sees the presents under the Christmas tree, his face, it's filled with delight, with excitement. You know, because I think kids are very expressive and they understand this feeling of delight. Delight when they see things. One definition of delight is, to delight is to take pleasure in or enjoyment in. And it's being preoccupied to the extent that you want to protect and guard and even increase your experience or time with whatever it is that is giving you delight. You know, it's kind of like a couple when they meet and they start dating in the beginning, right? And then they like each other and they start experience those emotions. And as a new couple, they take delight in each other. And it's like you become proper. You want to see that person, talk to that person all the time, because there is a delight in being with the person. There's great joy and there's great pleasure in that. Here's another definition I have here on the screen for delight. It's to affect with great pleasure, to please highly, to give or afford high satisfaction and joy. With a person, it's highly pleased and fully content in their presence. I think a picture for me of that is when you see a baby being held by the mom. And they just look at the mom's face, and then they touch the mom's face, and there's this contentment, pleasure, satisfaction, and joy being in the presence of the mom. Now, with these pictures in mind and these descriptions of delight, that's the images we go into when we read Psalm 37:4. Let's look at Psalm 37:4. It says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. All those things we talked about with delight, about my grandson seeing his presence, about a new couple getting into a relationship, about a baby with the mom, that contentment and pleasure and joy and delight, the Bible says, delight yourself in the Lord. Here are some faces I looked up on the internet, some pictures of delight. These are some expressions of people showing delight on their face. Here's one. Let's look at some other ones. Next. That's delight. Next. 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 The Bible says, delight in the Lord. When we come into the Lord's presence, have this expression, have this pleasure in the Lord, have this enjoyment with him. You know, over the many years that I've been aware of this verse, I've kind of noticed that I've gone through a progression at understanding what this verse is all about. And I think I've kind of gone through three different understandings of this verse. The first is, you know, like when you're a new Christian or a young Christian, or you read this verse for the first time and it says, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. You know, as a young Christian, I remember I would kind of skip over the first part, right? Delight yourself in the Lord. And I would really like, he will give you the desires of your heart, right? And it's kind of like this childish kind of view. It's like, if I do this, it's like a means to an end. If I do this, if I delight in the Lord, he will give me whatever my heart desires. What is your heart desire? Money, right? A new car. You know, I took a walk the other day, and I, Ron, I think I'm going to switch to the handheld. I'm having trouble with this. So I took a walk the other day, and I was just in my neighborhood in very modest houses, and when I walked by this one house, in the driveway, there was a brand new Bentley. It was like, a Bentley is like Rolls Royce. I mean, and it was a modest house, but there was like this brand new Bentley. And I was like, oh my gosh. And I was just like staring at that car, right? So if I delight myself in the Lord, will he give me, if I desire a Bentley, will he give me a new car? Will he give you, right, job promotion, give you a spouse, give you children that you desire, give you accomplishments, right? Give you whatever. And so this verse, right, in the beginning, when you first read it, it's like, delight yourself in the Lord. Okay, yeah. He will give you the desires of your heart. And that's kind of an initial, kind of like a childlike view of this verse. But then, you know what? That changes God into like this celestial Santa Claus, right? It's a means to an end. If I do this, then I can get whatever my heart's desire. And then as time went along, right, you start, God gives you greater understanding, greater insight. And so my perspective grew. And so when I looked at it more over time, it was delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desire of your heart. And it wasn't a means for me to get my desires, but it was a means for God to give me his desires. Because you could look at this verse and say, if I do this, I will get my desires, right? I will get the desires of my heart. Or it's, if I delight in the Lord, he will give me the desires of the heart. In other words, he will implant his desires in me. He will give me my desires. Not answering my desires, but implant in me his desires. And you know what? That's where the Lord wants to bring us into alignment with him. And that refers to John 14, 13 through 14. The verse says, whatever you ask in my name, this is Jesus talking, this I will do. That the Father may be glorified. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. Jesus gives an incredible promise here. He says, whatever you ask, anything you ask, if you ask it in my name, you have it. I will do it. I will promise to give it to you. But the key is, right, asking in his name. What does it mean to ask in his name? It means when we ask for things that are in alignment with his will. Because what God gives, his will for our lives and for others, is always, always good. It's always the best. So he wants us and our hearts and our desires to be in alignment with him so that when we ask for those things in his name, he wants to pour that upon our lives. Right? And so that's with this verse, my understanding kind of grew. It's like, okay, it's not that delight yourself in the Lord and I get the desires of my heart. If I delight myself in the Lord, then he will give me his desires because his desires are for the very best and always good. But then, fairly recently, I was reading through this verse again, and then it hit me in a deeper way.
it hit me in a new way. Okay, so let's look at this. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. And when I was reading this verse, I was thinking about and meditating on delighting in the Lord. What does that mean to delight in the Lord? And then I felt like the Lord just gave me this revelation. And it was this. If the Lord truly is your delight, then what will be the desire of your heart? If you delight in the Lord, then God himself becomes the desire of our heart. Because we're so delighted in him, what will fill the desire of our heart is more of him. And I was like, oh my gosh, gaining more of God, seeing more of who he is and his love and goodness, that is the real prize. That is the greatest prize, the greatest blessing that we can ever experience, is having more of God. Having more. And I thought, this is an amazing invitation. This is an amazing, mind-blowing promise. Because God says, if you delight in him, he will give you the ultimate desire of your heart, which is God himself. God himself. Now, maybe you've experienced this where someone has shared something that they really enjoy and delight in. Let's say it's a new restaurant or a movie, right? And they're so excited, like, you gotta go to this restaurant. Oh my gosh, I went there and I had the food and it was amazing, right? And they hype it up so much that when you go and try the food, it's like, meh, it's all right, right? It was all right because they overpromised and you felt like they underdelivered, right? Or a movie, right? So it's, oh my gosh, that movie was amazing. You gotta go see it. I went to go see it 5 times. It's like, wow, this must be really good. And you go to the movie and it's like, it was good, but right? You feel disappointed, right? I'm sure you've had that experience. But on rare occasion, someone tells you about a restaurant or a food or a good movie, and you go, and it's actually better than what you thought it was going to be. I thought about that. I go, what in my experience has been like that? There's a few things. One is, and you know about this, when I went to Japan and I had 5A Wagyu steak in Osaka, Japan. At this, it was like a small, exclusive, private restaurant. When I put that in my mouth, and people say, it's really, really good. So, and I love meat, and I love steak. And when I put that in my mouth, it was like eating another food group. It wasn't steak anymore. It was like, oh my, it was like a spiritual experience. It was so good. It was indescribably good. I was like, oh. And so that was an instance. Another instance is, this is a local instance, but I really like, okay, so now you're going to go out and try it because it wasn't that good. But this thing, it's in Tustin, this restaurant's called, and they have this dessert called cream pon. Strawberry cream pon. It is so good. We've had it here before. That's another thing. Another thing for me is a movie is when I went to go see Braveheart. You know, so I know that's one. And it wasn't because so much the movie itself, but actually I went to go see that movie because I felt like very clearly God said, go see this movie. And so I was like, okay. So I called up a friend. We went to go see the movie. And after that movie, it was like this God moment. God was speaking to us. And we had to go to the church. It was late at night when we just hung out with the Lord, and we were like just wrecked. God just wrecked us through that movie. And that's why it was like, oh my gosh, that's like one of my favorite movies, because of what God did through that movie. You know, the Bible says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart, which is him. You know, with God, it's like better than you can have even imagined. You know, when we've been in lockdown, and actually there was one thing that was a huge blessing to me during the lockdown. Because, you know, we're locked down, not feeling that good. So, you know, and people had told me about the series, The Chosen, right? The series, The Chosen. It's a series on the life of Jesus. The incredible story about how Dallas Jenkins, he's the direct producer, director, writer, and it's all funded through crowdfunding. So I heard about it. People told me good, but I never really watched it. I've watched a few episodes, but I just sat down since I had time, and I was just, you know, laying there. I watched that series, and you know, people have different perspectives on the series, but I really believe that the writers, they really capture something of the spirit of Jesus, the person of Jesus. And you know, watching that series, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus met me through that series. He met me in a way, and it was such that, you know, Jesus is way kinder than I thought he was. Jesus is way more compassionate than I ever imagined he was. Jesus is stronger than I ever thought he was. He is more loving than I've ever experienced or thought I could experience. And it was like the Spirit of God, and it was just for me, but the Spirit of God, through that watching, I felt like Jesus became in color. Like he was two-dimensional, and he became like three-dimensional. I can't even hardly describe it. But in my spirit, you know, I've been a Christian for over 50 years. I've been walking with the Lord, talking with the Lord every day, reading the Bible, reading about Jesus, heard hundreds of messages about Jesus, have sang hundreds of thousands of worship songs to Jesus, interact with him, journal with him over 50 years. But today, encountering Jesus, he's way better. Way better than I ever thought he was. And my delight in him has grown. My sense of pleasure and enjoyment of him has grown to a different level. And my desire for him is even stronger than it's ever been. Because he will blow your expectations out of the water. And that's what this verse is about. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you what your heart truly desires. And it's more of the Lord, more of God himself. So today we're going to take communion, and we're going to take communion to give you an opportunity to delight in the Lord, to give the Spirit of God the opportunity to come and manifest to you the person of Jesus, that we might encounter him and that our desire for him might grow. So I'm going to have Marcy, why don't you and Liz come on up. And then this, here's just some applications for you while you take communion. Here's some just some suggestions, a couple of them for communion, some after. One, as you take communion, ask God to open your eyes so you can see more of him and delight in him. Because seeing more of the Lord for who he is, meeting the Lord for who he is, it comes by a revelation of God. The Spirit has to open our eyes so that we see him more truly for who he is. Second suggestion is watch the Chosen series. The way they incorporate the culture and the feel and the character development in it, although some of it, a lot of it is just what they're imagining it could have been like for the disciples based on the Bible, but there's different things you see and you pick up about Jesus. That's very powerful. And then third, during communion, ask God to show you how much he delights in you. Because when God looks at you and God sees you, he delights in you. All those expressions of delight that we saw, that's how he feels about you. That's what he thinks about you. That's how he responds and reacts to you when you come into his presence. And so let's do that. And so whenever during the worship, we're going to probably sing like 3-4 songs. Anytime during the worship, you can come up. And we have individually wrapped, packaged communion elements. You could come up here and take it. You could take it back to your seat. But this is time for you to meet with Jesus. Time for you to meet with Jesus. Okay, so let's pray for our prayer. Holy Spirit, would you come and release your delight over us? Would you come and fill this place with your heart's delight over your people, Lord? That you take great, great pleasure in each and every one. And you rejoice over each one. You are filled with joy because of who they are. And Holy Spirit, I want to just ask that would you be just so kind and gracious to open our eyes and our minds and our hearts to you, Jesus, to the Spirit of Jesus, that we might meet you, Jesus, face to face, heart to heart, mind to mind. And you might release in us a supernatural delight in you, because you are our ultimate desire. So we welcome you. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We ask you to move in this place and bless. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Okay. Enjoy your time with the Lord.
meet you. Don't forget to subscribe to our Catalyst YouTube channel so you don't miss out on anything. And be blessed this week. And as always, thank you, Jesus.